Hi, this is Kathy Forsey here at Folk Alliance International in Kansas City, Missouri. 30 years of community and songs. We're kind of doing what we're calling our hotel room sessions, and we're having friends come by and play their songs for us and chat for a little while. And one of those friends that we've known for several years now is Patterson Barrett. I think I met Patterson. You were playing for Stephanie Urbina Jones.
Yeah.
And so you've done a lot of session work and played with other people, and now you're doing your own stuff.
I'm old.
you've been around a while. You're well seasoned.
There you go. I'm well seasoned.
So you play like a plethora of instruments, don't you?
Yes. The phrase Jack of all trades, master of none comes to mind, but I do my best.
Oh, you're pretty masterful, I think, on most of the instruments I've heard you play.
You know, it's like they all have different personalities, so it's kind of like having, being able to speak different languages, and so it's fun for me to be able to kind of do different things on different instruments.
And so, are you been doing like your own music out quite a bit lately, or?
Well, I've got a new record coming out in, I'm not sure when this will air, but in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Got a new record coming out, so I'm have an ambitious radio tour planned that'll last 3 or 4 months. I'll be wandering around the country in my minivan.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. Where all are you going?
I'm going to start in the Northwest in Seattle, and then I come back down to Northern California and Colorado, down to Texas, back up to Nashville, east to Johnson City, Tennessee, and then up into New England.
Mm-hmm. So it's all through the rest of the summer? Is it?
I've got it kind of mapped out till June, around the 1st of June or so.
Okay. Yeah, the album comes out in March, and it's called Give Them What They Want. And you've got a lot of friends playing with you on this album that people will probably know their names.
Yeah. Yes, I'm very, very fortunate. People are willing to contribute, so yeah.
And so what did you play on this one? Did you play?
Gosh, I played what instruments?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I played, guitars and keyboards, pedal steel. I'm trying to think if I played any mandolin. My son played mandolin. I actually played a saxophone section on one song. That was a lot of fun.
Really? Yeah. Wow, I didn't know you played saxophone.
It's not something I do very often, but if you have a little time in a home studio, you can get there.
So did you play saxophone in high school or?
No, it's interesting. I had asked my family, my wife and children, every Christmas I would say, God, what do you want for Christmas? I'd really like to have a saxophone. And finally one year, here it is, a saxophone on Christmas morning. And I pull the thing out and blow on it for the first time. And this look of horror comes across horror and shock comes across my wife's face. And she says, I had no idea it would be so loud. And from then on, I was only allowed to play when nobody was in the house.
So. Mm-hmm. So she was sort of like, what have I done?
So it's their fault. It's my family's fault that I'm not a better saxophone player because I could only play when the house was empty.
Yeah. So it's their fault, right?
Yeah, it's their fault.
So tell me about the Give Them What They Want. This is what, your third or fourth album?
It's my third solo record. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's been how many years since the last one?
Oh, gosh. I think the last one came out in 2012. So what's that? 6 years?
Yeah.
Too long, I guess. But
so why so long between solo records?
I get busy doing other things. I get to have fun playing with other people. And here's part of an issue. I mean, I spent probably a couple of years working on this record. I really enjoy the process. A lot of times I'm by myself, and I just enjoy recording and playing. And so there's usually no time restrictions, because it's just me and a computer. So I probably spend a little more time doing it because I enjoy the process. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. So when you got people like Jim Lauderdale on this and the Buddy Miller and Gerf Morlocks, these guys are all buddies of yours?
They are. Gerf and Buddy are more and long-term buddies. And as a matter of fact, the single is basically about the three of us kind of knocking around Austin, years and years ago when we were all there playing mm-hmm. in bands together. It sort of name checks a lot of Austin landmarks and places that are no longer there. And
okay. Well, can you play that song that's called Three Young Alley Cats?
I will play that song. And playing the part of Buddy and Gurf today will be Patterson Barrett. Three young alley cats sitting on a fence, trying to find a way to make their rents. It don't take much, but it takes all we got. So we show up for work at the lumber yard. The money's not bad, the work's not hard. But it's gonna take a few more two steps to get out of here. Watching the stars rise and fall, don't it seem like the universe used to be a little bit smaller? Way back when, now the universe will never be the same again. At the fork in the road, there's a hole in the wall. The stage is set, but it's awfully small. I think I heard someone singing my song. Country loving doesn't hold the key, but there's something in her eyes I see. Something so rare when she sings. Watching the stars rise and fall, don't it seem like the universe used to be a little bit smaller? Way back when, now the universe will never be the same again. We're all passing time. Who knows just what we'll find? We'll all be paid in kind. Now the dust is settled, the wind is blown, the ashes are scattered, and the kids are grown. How long we can howl at the moon, no one can tell. I'm not prepared for the rocking chair. I heard that thing ain't going nowhere. So tell Rick, Richard, and Levon they'll have to wait a spell. Watching the stars rise and fall, don't it seem like the universe used to be a little bit smaller? Way back when, now the universe will never be the same again. No, no, the universe will never be the same again.
Great tune. I like that. It doesn't matter what other people say.
Okay. Won't even talk about it.
We will play it on KC Cafe Radio. Okay. I guarantee you that. So you have like worked with a lot of people that are people know their names. Who were your musical heroes growing up?
Oh, well, I'm a big Flying Burrito Brothers and Gram Parsons fan. Poco, a lot of that sort of really early country rock, Pure Prairie League. But also, the Temptations, Marvin Gaye, Sam and Dave, mm-hmm. really big fans of them. Little Feet also, I'm like, we're a big Little Feet fan and, mm-hmm. and kind of all of those influences, I hope not too obviously are, mm-hmm. you know, in there, uh-huh. in the music. They're all there.
Where did you grow up in Texas?
The band, I should say the band. I'm a huge fan of the band who I kind of reference in that song.
Yeah. So did you grow up in Texas or?
I was born in Washington, D.C. and mostly grew up in a Maryland suburb. Mm-hmm. But the last few years of high, so the last couple of years of high school, my family moved to Manhattan and
Really?
It kind of drove me into music. We moved in the spring, you know, just after school was out, and so I didn't know anybody in the city and just kind of, you know, felt awful about being ripped from my, you know, from my home, and I just sat in my room all summer and felt bad for, you know, felt sorry for myself and mm-hmm. listened to a lot of music and played a lot of songs.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so did you have brothers and sisters that played as well? Or
I do have brothers, but nobody else played. My parents were kind of music fans, a lot of jazz and big band stuff, but nobody else in the family is musical.
So you don't know where it came from?
comes from somewhere beyond this plane of existence.
Yeah, something
as
that
does, you know, the bulk of my songwriting. So.
Great. So the new album is called Give Them What They Want, and you're going to do another tune for us called If I Knew How. Is this a little bit more of a ballad?
Yeah. This is, I just kind of mentioned my writing process there a little bit, and I really don't even feel like I write songs. They kind of show up, and I guide them. I mm-hmm. kind of give them form, but it's not really me. So anyway, this song showed up, and I write it and I didn't really know what it was about. And then some stuff happened to people around me, you know, a few weeks later. I thought, oh, well, that's what it's about.
Mm.
So it's a little mystery involved there. Comes tumbling down to crush all your dreams. You come looking for me. If I had the answer, if I knew the plan, well, I'd put all those pieces back where they belong. If I only knew how. There'd be no reason for you to struggle anymore. I'd make your trouble disappear. Your life would be softer. My love would wash your pain away. And I'd make everything okay if I only knew how. If I only knew how. And if I had the power to change the hour, well, I'd turn back the clock before tragedy struck. But that can't be done. I can't change the outcome, but I'd give you a chance at life, simple and free, if I only knew how. And there'd be no reason for you to struggle anymore. I'd make your trouble disappear. Your life would be softer, my love would wash your pain away, and I'd make everything okay, if I only knew how, if I only knew how. Your trouble disappear. Your life will be sweeter
Once we defeat your misery, and I'll make everything okay. If I only knew how. If I only knew how. If I only knew how. If I only knew how.
Great song. Love it. Thank Beautiful. You. So that's from the new album, Give Them What They Want, which will be out in March.
Yep, March 9th.
March 9th. And how will people be able to find this album?
Oh, gosh. You know, it'll be at all the usual outlets. It's on iTunes. I think, actually, you can pre-order it now on Amazon. It's on CD Baby.
Great.
And, yeah.
All right. Well, Patterson, thank you so much for dropping by and playing some
songs.
Thank
you so much for having me. It's great to be here again and just to see everybody.
It's great to see you. Great to hear you.
Gosh, what a Folk Alliance. It's always great.
Yeah. Thank you.